Our staff librarian, Tammy Bobrowski, joins me now. Tammy, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. So the library you work at is closed, like most places right now, right?
Yeah, we are. I have to laugh. It's kind of an unreal situation. We're closed, and we're currently trying to figure out how to serve students throughout the rest of the semester. And it's a lot of planning and thinking and talking about what we're going to do. So we are trying to reassure students that they're going to get access to the resources, but we're trying to figure out all the specifics right now.
Yeah.
So it's a little stressful.
Yeah, Tammy's talking about Bemidji State University,
right,
where they're trying to figure that out like most places. Are the spirits up among you guys, or is it a little tough getting through things?
Yeah, I think our spirits are pretty good. We're communicating daily, and we're all really dedicated to making sure students get what they need. So,
yeah,
pretty good.
Well, you had a new edition of What We're Reading last Sunday at 9, and we'll hear it again this Sunday evening. I really enjoyed the show, and you also put up a post on our website of some of the places where we can find books online right now for free. Is that right?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, basically a lot of the public libraries are closed right now, so that's stopping people from going in and getting books. And if you're not like me, and I have piles and piles of books all around the house that I haven't read, so I'm kind of lucky in that respect, but other people might not be so lucky. And the public libraries are closed for the most part, so I wanted to make sure that people knew that there are other ways to get books, whether they're electronic or audio or physical books. So we put together this webpage to kind of inform people on how to do that.
Yeah, and give us an idea of what you're talking about, where they could find them.
Yeah, so what we did was we laid out all of the regional public library systems and then links right to their websites, and so you can kind of look on the map and see where you're located in case you aren't familiar with your public library, and kind of figure out which system you're part of. And then if you do use your library a lot, you probably already know that you can go onto their website and download audiobooks or download ebooks. You can download those to your preferred device, or you can, in some instances, just stream, I believe. I think each library does it a little differently. So there's information for that. In a lot of instances, I think you do need to have your library card. They might need a number, that barcode number from your library card, to access some of the resources. So hopefully a lot of people have that information already, and hopefully others can contact the library and see what they can do. So a lot is available through your public library for free. And I wanted to stick to free resources, so I also put some web resources that I'm aware of. Project Gutenberg has a library of over 60,000 ebooks, and those you can also download to your devices, or you can just read partially online. And those are typically like books that are in copyright, so you're not going to find bestsellers on there. You're going to find older books. And then the really neat one is LibriVox, and that's a free public domain audiobook resource read by volunteers from around the world. And that one you can also download the podcast or just stream chapters. And again, those are going to be books from the public domain. So not like your bestsellers, but some more of your classics, which I think are really fun to revisit at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if we never did in the first place. I mean,
what
a cool thing to do. You know, I've been hearing from people a little bit as everybody's trying to figure things out on how to connect with each other, that some people are doing some book clubs, maybe through Zoom or online, and that some people are figuring out ways to park next to each other and pass off some of your books to each other.
Yeah.
What are you hearing, or what kind of ideas do you have?
If you're in a neighborhood that's lucky enough to have a free little library, those are those little mini libraries that people put up in their yards, and they put books in there for people to take and then bring one back, maybe. So hopefully you're in a neighborhood that has one of those, and you can kind of browse through that. What I did the other day was I loaded up several books for a friend of mine and put it in a paper bag, and she was going to be coming into town anyway, so I just set it out in my driveway, and she pulled up and picked it up and went home with them. So I was really glad to do that because I have lots of books, and I would love to have other people read those too. So we did a curbside swap, kind of like that. And I know that we're talking for our next KAXE, KBXE book club. Obviously, we're not going to meet, but we are talking about doing this online somehow through one of those, Zoom or Skype or something like that. And I'm going to be doing one informally with a couple friends of mine and sometime this week, too. So we'll see how that works. But those are definitely ways to kind of keep that book conversation going with your friends and family.
Yeah, this is making me want to, I'm going to today get into, I'm not reading anything currently. I have a whole stacks of them at home, of course. But, and then the new thing I've found, new author that I really have been enjoying, kind of, I don't know if lighter is the right way to do it, but they're set in Minnesota. The author's name is Mary McNear, and it's the Butternut Lake series. And it takes place
in this fictitious lake?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, Ely area that it takes place in. And it's different characters, but within the same town. So the woman who runs the cafe might show up in the next book you read, and they're not in any order or anything. And it's been a nice thing to kind of take me away to read her books. Mary McNear is the name of the author for that. What are you reading right now, Tammy?
Well, I've got a couple books. I'm never without like three books that I'm currently reading. That can get a little aggravating sometimes, but I just finished a book called The Return, and it's by Rachel Harrison, who is a new author. And they build it as a female-centric horror lit. So it's a scary book, but it features female characters. I'm not sure if you've heard of the Bechdel test, and that's usually applied when a story is mostly women, and they don't always talk about men all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So this passes the Bechdel test, but it just features these girls who are friends in college who get together and at a scary hotel over the weekend because one of them had disappeared for 2 years, and they thought she was dead, but then she suddenly reappeared very mysteriously, and so they try to do a girls' weekend to try to get reacquainted, and things go horribly wrong. It's not a book that I would have picked up on my own, but it fell on my lap, and I read it very quickly, and it was a very interesting read. It's a very interesting genre, I think, that it would be interesting to see how this genre kind of develops in time.
Yeah. So what's the author's name again?
The Return by Rachel Harrison.
Okay.
And I'm also reading We Ride Upon Styx by Quan Berry, and that's actually one that you passed on to me, so thank you. It's a very quirky, delightful, strange book with it's got a little dark edge to it, but it's basically set in the late 80s, so there's a lot of references to that pop culture of that era, and what really sparked my interest was in the book flap. It described it as part Heathers, part dealing with dark powers, and it's set around a high school girls' field hockey team, so I could not resist.
Oh, this is making me get interested in genres I wouldn't normally read. This is great.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And so you said you usually have two or three. Is there another one?
I'm trying to incorporate some more nonfiction, so I'm reading Malcolm Gladwell's book. Oh. I think it's called Talk to Strangers. I think you had read that, too.
Yeah. I didn't read all. That's the thing with nonfiction. Yeah. I let myself not necessarily read all of it, but I get something from it because it's not my main reading, but it's good to read that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was just trying to push myself to get into some of those other genres. So that's the third one.
All right, that sounds great. Well, we'll get a list going for folks, and we'll continue to be talking about book recommendations. And Tammy, good luck to you.
Thanks, Heidi, you too.